Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today, many people suffer from nerve disorders and are seeking help to find solutions that can truly work. Our featured guest today is Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Martin is well known for his nationally syndicated popular talk radio health show, The Dr. Bob Martin Show. Today, we will talk with Dr. Bob Martin about nerve-related health issues and his landmark book, Secret Nerve Cures, Safe, Inexpensive, Effective, and Science-Based Remedies for Nerve-Related Health Challenges. But before we get to today's topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, there's increased concerns of excess phosphorus in the diet. Sodas, prepared frozen foods, meat, dairy. Most Americans consume too much. Such excess drives rising rates of obesity and all the related health risks. But such dietary patterns have also increased intake of phosphorus, elevated levels of which are linked to increased risk of death from all causes, even among the relatively healthy. Such is the implication of a brand new research study published in the prestigious American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The study analyzed dietary data on healthy adults of varying ages for 12 to 18 years and found that more than a third consumed nearly double the recommended daily allowance of phosphorus, which is 700 milligrams per day, and increased the risk of all-cause mortality. The findings are all the more concerning given the fact that levels of phosphorus intake have been on the rise in the past two decades, compounded by the widespread use of inorganic phosphorus additives in processed foods. One big culprit is soda, 1.5 cans of which are consumed by the average American daily. Researchers hypothesize that excess intake of phosphorus over an extended period may raise levels of hormones that cause the kidneys to excrete more calcium, increasing calcification of blood vessels, enlargement of the heart, weakening of the bones, and kidney disease. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is it true that red meat increases your risk for diabetes? Well, yes, it is. In fact, there's three studies of diet and diabetes based at Harvard University that tracked the dietary habits of 200,000 people over the period of a decade and found a strong association between consumption of red meat and increased risk of type 2 diabetes. The studies found that 4 ounces of unprocessed red meat per day increased diabetes risk by 20%. Similarly, 2 ounces of processed red meat per day, including products such as bacon, hot dogs, and sausages, increased the diabetes risk by 50%. By contrast, when 1 serving of processed red meat per day was replaced with a whole grain dish, the diabetes risk dropped by as much as 35%. Again, the researchers were unclear as to exactly why meat should have such a strong impact on the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, but suggested there are three possible explanations. One is weight gain. The second is the toxic effect of nitrosamines on the insulin-producing pancreatic cells. And the third is the oxidative stress and inflammation related to the kind of iron in meat and the way it is prepared.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today on Health and Longevity is my good friend and colleague, Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Martin holds a science certification from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine, as well as being board certified in anti-aging medicine through the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Dr. Martin is double board certified as a clinical nutritionist through both the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists and as a diplomat of the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. Additionally, Dr. Martin is board-certified chiropractic physician and physiotherapist in the states of Arizona, Colorado, and Kentucky. He is certified in applied kinesiology and has training in the fields of medicine, acupuncture, herbology, sports medicine, and exercise physiology. And I have to mention, too, that Dr. Martin is probably best noted for being nationally syndicated on his health talk radio show, The Dr. Bob Martin Show. In fact, Dr. Martin's name is literally a household word in the talk radio industry for his health programs, and he is the author of the book that we'll be talking about today, Secret Nerve Cures, Safe, Inexpensive, Effective, and Science-Based Remedies for Nerve-Related Health Challenges. Well, Dr. Martin, thanks for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Dr. Westerdahl, thank you so much for the invite. It's good to be with you.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about a lot of our listeners probably have heard you on their local radio station somewhere in the country about your radio program.
Well, as you mentioned, it's syndicated nationwide, and we are broadcasting probably into 500 plus cities throughout the United States and worldwide over the internet. In fact, the program streams live both on Saturday and Sunday off of the internet, off my website at drbob.com.
Okay.
I do a four-hour show in a regional area, Phoenix, Arizona, on Saturday morning, and then I do a nationally syndicated show on Sunday for 3 hours, and then a one-hour live program on a big AM station in Los Angeles, California. So weekends, Dr. Westerdahl, are kind of like my Mondays.
Well, I was going to say that. And you happen to live in Hawaii.
I do. I'm very blessed to live here. We started visiting Hawaii on vacation many, many years ago, and our family fell in love with Hawaii. And, you know, we've come from some pretty harsh climates. I grew up in the Midwest, where it's cold or hot, moved to Colorado. Weather was beautiful there until the snow came. And then I decided enough of that snow and moved to Phoenix, Arizona. It was just the opposite there, where you could boil an egg on the sidewalk most of the year.
Yeah.
So we said, well, we're going to go into the middle of the weather to try to get some type of a semblance of quality of life, at least for us. And we moved to Hawaii, which we love.
Well, you know, I feel a kinship to you because we're both radio talk show hosts in the health field and nutrition and wellness. And I've had a live radio talk show in Honolulu that covered all the islands for about 15 years of my career, and now doing Health and Longevity on this national program. And I want you to know that I am wearing an aloha shirt right now.
Well, aloha back to you and your listeners today.
And people don't know that, but most of these shows, I am wearing a Hawaiian aloha shirt when I tape these programs. So you have a wonderful book here, Secret Nerve Cures, Safe, Inexpensive, Effective, and Science-Based Remedies for Nerve-Related Health Challenges. Dr. Martin, what actually motivated you to write the Secret Nerve Cures book?
Well, I've had the distinct privilege and honor over 25-plus years career as a chiropractic physician and clinical nutritionist to serve over 30,000 patients. And I just felt that it was important, beyond my clinical experience and beyond what I can reach on my radio show, to share the information that I've discovered with a larger group of people in the public forum. So that was the motivation and the impetus to write the book, because I just want to get this message out. I think it is so important for people to be educated when it comes to topics like this, and I think that a lot of the information is quite readily available, and it seems just that not enough people know about it, and you can certainly find that out because of the response that I continue to get from people both in my everyday life but also on the radio.
Now, why did you choose the word secret in the title?
Well, secret, with respect to using secret as a noun, sometimes that is the meaning of the word. You can look at it in different ways, but sometimes it means that it's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen by others. So I personally couldn't understand why so many people suffer with nerve-related pain or nerve-related disorders, yet there's so very little information disseminated or encouraged as to how to employ self or conservative non-drug measures to assist in the recovery process. So I thought to myself, well, if this information is so readily available, why doesn't anybody know about it? And why is it being kept such a big secret? And I think it goes back to the same reason why a lot of things as it relates to what you and I do and the philosophy that we have with respect to health, we kind of scratch our heads and go, well, of course this information is available and it should be employed by people, so why don't more people know about it?
Right. Well, we're going to get some of the information out today, and we have lots of listeners today. What are some of the common signs of nerve-related problems or damage that you see?
Well, pain is far and away the most common sign that somebody is having some type of, you know, nerve-related distress, pain and weakness. However, there are other signs that people may not recognize as having a nerve-related problem, like numbness or loss of sensation, like maybe tingling or maybe even a burning sensation, or hypersensitivity where everything is just, you know, very, very uptight, everything you touch, everything you do, or shooting pain sensations. And the list goes on and on. Nerves are everywhere. They're in every part of your body. So they are there to assist you. They're kind of, they serve kind of like an idiot light to tell you when something's wrong. And since they connect up with every single organ, gland, tissue, and cell in the body, it's so vitally important to have healthy nerves. And there's plenty of safe and effective ways to assist in their recovery when you do get injured or have something that interferes with their function.
Well, how do nerve problems, related problems, really come about? What are their causes?
Well, you've got physical injury,
okay,
or trauma is probably one of the most common ways that we can get into a nerve distress or nerve dysfunction posture. And I'm talking about everything, Dr. John, from car accidents to falls and slips on the ice to broken bones. We lift and twist things abnormally and unnecessarily when we're not prepared for it. Even poor postures. If you look at how many people today go through an 8 to 10 hour day at work and they're sitting in chairs, poorly functioning chairs, poorly ergonomically designed chairs at their little metal desks. And so postures, poor posturing can certainly generate a lot of nerve-related problems, as can sports injuries are the causes of many of these nerve problems. So once these causes go into effect and people start experiencing them, they develop everything from spinal misalignments of the vertebrae in their neck or back. We see them, these injuries being caused by a number of vitamin deficiencies that can also lead to nerve-related problems. Even hormonal imbalances or the toxins that we come in contact with, from pesticides to heavy metals, to exposure to tobacco, excessive alcohol. So there are a lot of things that in our life, on our lifespans, that we're exposed to that can generate these nerve-related problems and actually generate nerve damage and go on to be a part of certain disease processes.
Now, in the medical profession, usually neurologists are often the specialists considered as a first-choice healthcare provider when it comes to people really seeking professional help for nerve-related pain or other problems. Now, in your opinion, is seeing a neurologist really the best choice when it comes to pain management?
Well, there's no question that neurologists are very dedicated men and women, very bright, have gone through a lot of education, but they're not necessarily the doctors of choice when it comes to nerve-related problems. In fact, I write about it in my book. There was a study that was conducted in 1999, reported in the Journal of Neurology, which is the Bible for neurologists, stating that only 30% of neurologists surveyed believed that they had been adequately trained to diagnose pain disorders or nerve-related disorders, and only 20% thought that they were properly trained to treat them. So, no, the answer is no, not necessarily. Yes, neurologists can help with a number of nerve-related conditions, but they're not the only source of health care when it relates to nerve-related problems, and this particular survey really addresses that.
Well, what type of health care providers do you recommend people consider when dealing with pain or other nerve-related disorders?
Well, for the vast majority of people that have pain or those with other nerve-related disorders, I recommend first, in a non-life-threatening situation, a conservative approach, a non-drug approach, whenever possible or indicated. And this may include chiropractors, acupuncturists, homeopaths, naturopaths, massage therapists. You've got physical therapists that deal with many nerve-related problems, nutritionists, exercise rehabilitation specialists, reflexologists. I mean, anything that can produce a positive response and not put people at risk. And that might even include anti-gravity inversion therapy, Dr. Westerdahl, where people hang upside down or simply use a bag of ice and rest at home rather than, you know, employing drug therapy because they're pressured by financial issues and, you know, boredom to get out to their job. And so what they do is they numb themselves with some over-the-counter or prescription drug, and this puts them in a grave position as it relates to not only the nerve problem that they currently have not getting better, but exacerbating it or making the problem worse.
Well, let's name some nerve-related conditions people may recognize the names of that you address in your book, The Secret Nerve Cures.
Okay. Well, let's start with the big one, headaches.
Okay.
Headaches are nerve-related problems often. That doesn't mean that every single headache is caused by a nerve-related problem because there are many reasons behind headaches, from hormonal imbalances to food allergies and stress, all of that. But headaches is a big one. Neuropathy or peripheral neuropathy is huge, and it's poorly treated in a medical setting these days. All that's offered up is drugs for it to cover it up, and many of those drugs are highly risky. Shingles is another one. Sciatica, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis is a very serious autoimmune condition related to problems associated with the nervous system, lupus, celiac disease, restless leg syndrome, and of course you've got your garden variety neck, back, and extremity problems, just to name a few.
Now, in your book, you write about the fact that a number of prescribed medical drugs are capable of actually causing nerve pain, damage, or other undesirable adverse effects. Explain some of this.
Well, one of the most common categories, as you well know, Dr. Westerdahl, right now, of people swallowing in the United States, is the class of drugs to lower cholesterol,
right,
or what are called statin drugs. They're currently being used by millions of Americans. And a noted adverse side effect of these statin drugs, which people may or may not know about, for trying to lower cholesterol, are nerve damage, muscle damage. I mean, and the list goes on. Cataract increase, liver damage, memory loss. I mean, we're talking about some of the most popular cholesterol-lowering drugs like Lipitor and Zocor and Crestor and Provacol. They're out there, and they tend to increase, the potential is they tend to increase the probability of developing these common motor and sensory nerve damage issues. So, and some of the other more common conditions are for nerve-related problems that people may recognize are painful cramps, or what are often referred to as fasciculations, which are uncontrolled muscle twitching under the skin. Muscle loss is another sign of a potential nerve-related problem. Even bone degeneration. There have been literally hundreds of studies pointing out that there are lots of things that can cause nerve damage, including neurotoxicity from these statin drugs. And I think that if you really investigated it enough, and I have in terms of looking at the physician's desk reference, which is the red book for doctors and pharmacists, you see that there are many, many pharmaceutical drugs, like cholesterol-lowering drugs, like antibiotics, cancer drugs, that people are prescribed, and sometimes they do need them and can save their lives, but they also have a potential adverse side effect, and one of those side effects could be the depletion of certain nutrients, which then can lead to nerve-related disorders.
Well, you know what's exciting about your book here is I'm looking through it in front of me right now, in chapters 6 and 7 of The Secret Nerve Cures, you discuss safe and effective natural remedies for nerve pain, weakness, numbness, tingling here, burning sensation, and other things. What are some of the favorite ones that you recommend?
Well, some of the favorite ones are some of the simpler ones. First, we should always try to eat a natural, whole food, raw diet if possible.
Okay.
And it outlines that, because that's where we get these nutrients that are like raw materials to and for the nerves. And some of the more simpler ones are, in the diet that a lot of people choose to eat, especially vegetarian diets, where you're receiving a lot of dense foods like vegetables and fruits and raw nuts and seeds and whole grains and brewer's yeast. I happen to be partial with the Bragg Nutritional Yeast. I love that because it has vitamin B12 in it and other B vitamins, and B vitamins are key to nerve healing.
Right.
And then you've got things like sea vegetables that are packed full of vitamin B12, spirulina, fermented soy products. You've got homeopathic remedies, plenty of vitamins, herbs, minerals. There's plenty of information out there and assistance from a natural perspective that can help bring people's nerve problems around and help them to recover in a more hastened fashion. It's just, we just need to get the word out to people on this.
Now, why is it that, we know some of these things, and why is it that more doctors aren't sharing these things with people?
Well, I really have to believe they would share it with them if they knew it. But the reality is, and I've been in medical school, you get very little nutritional training in medical school. There's just not enough years that doctors can spend. They already spend, 8 to 12 years in school. So I think it's one of those areas that is sorely missed. You just can't be everything to everybody as it relates to healing. And that's why we have all these allied healing professions. That's why you can't be everything to everybody as a healer. So you have to acquiesce to other experts in other fields, like you have to acquiesce to nutritionists. You have to acquiesce to the chiropractor, to the homeopath, to the naturopath. But unfortunately, there's a lot of dogma and a lot of fear that holds doctors back from doing this. So who really suffers from that is the general public. So, if a doctor can't find a solution that first will do no harm and, apply his own credo of the Hippocratic Oath, then I think that, that in and of itself is a problem. So I really, truly believe that as doctors, and hopefully more doctors will read my book and know that the treatments that they offer are limited, and that there may, in fact, be other healing forms outside of mainstream conventional medicine that they can either employ, look into, or refer to somebody else who will do it for them.
Are you finding some doctors reading your book and applying some of these or sharing this information with their patients?
Yes, I am, and I get emails from them.
Great.
They're happy to have picked it up because it's kind of a pain for them to have to research this information or go back and learn it, where it's all condensed right there in Secret Nerve Cures, where they can access it and start using it on Monday morning if they want.
Now, are you aware of any of the topical things that you might see, like there's in the drugstores and so forth, for pain beyond the OTC, such as Bengay and some of these other ones?
Certainly. In the health food stores, you can find some of the creams like that contain some of the hot chili peppers, like capsaicin or DMSO or lavender, or even the homeopathic arnica gel. So those, in addition to some of the internal things and diet and exercise and various other things I talk about in the book, are effective.
Well, Dr. Martin, we'll have to have you on the program again, and we're coming to the end here, but the book is called Secret Nerve Cures, Safe, Inexpensive, Effective, and Science-Based Remedies for Nerve-Related Health Challenges, written by Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Martin, where can our listeners obtain a copy of your book?
They can find it on Amazon.com. They can also get a copy by going to my website. While books are available there, possibly for even an autographed one, on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Okay. And tell us again about your radio show and how people can listen to that.
Well, if they can't find the radio show in their own area, they can certainly go on to my website, and there's an area of the upper right-hand corner. They can click on it, and it tells them about three different ways that they can hear it streaming live, online, right off the website. That's all there at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity, and we wish you the best of success as you promote health and wellness through your nationally syndicated radio show and also through this wonderful book, Secret Nerve Cures.
Well, thank you for the invite, Dr. John Westerdahl, and good health to you, sir, and your audience.
Okay, and you too.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.